You get comfy in there. Breakfast tomorrow is at 8, so if you sleep in, you don't eat. Clear? Also, roll call is at 1,000 hours. That's 10 o'clock for you. You miss it and receive a detriment. 4 detriments, and you'll be spending a week in solitary. And believe me, you do not want to be there. You might as well get cozy with your roommate over there. The two of you are going to be spending a lot of time together from here on out. In case this hasn't become clear to you yet, all of the guards here, the orderlies and the warden, everyone knows exactly what you are. Oh yeah, you've heard about what they do to girls like you in prison. So you thought you'd trade the straps for the stretcher. We all know what you think you're getting away with. And we are all committed to making your time here a living hell. Sweet dreams, darling. Hey, Rumi. Whoa there, cowgirl. Cool your jets. I'm not one of those weirdos who ate their grandmothers or some sick shit to get here. I'm like you. What do I mean? Don't you know what I mean? Come on now, you and I don't belong here, right? I'm not crazy either. Nope, they locked me in here years back for government conspiracy. They claimed I was one of those doddering nutters to silence me, to keep me from telling the people of the world what I know. It's true. It's all one big fucking rat maze. They tell you what to do deep inside your head. Do you not understand? They put processes into your brain when you're a kid. See, they use that to get you to commit violent crimes when you grow up. And meanwhile, they are frying your brain like a microwave dinner every time you go to a doctor's appointment, so that you'll be too dumb to see what's right in front of you. It's true. Don't you see it? The TV commercials, the professional sports channels, the Monday morning cartoons. They pound into your brain over and over and over and over and over and over again that you've got to be a vulgar consumer of mass resources or else be labelled an invalid and banished from society to rot in chains. Not me, though. I'm not going to lie back and let them probe my ass so that they can give me as a sex slave to the alien colonists when they arrive, and neither should you. Listen to me. We've got to stick together around here, okay? You forget who you are in a place like this, and they have you. You're fucked. Which reminds me, actually, be careful what pills you take from them. Half of them are always cyanide. And some of them have these microscopic little thermometers in them so that they can keep track of your menstrual cycle. What do you mean? Why would they do that? Come on, use your brain. Think. I know you've been brainwashed by them, but you have the ability to think. They need to know when you're at your most fertile, so that the commies can drug you and impregnate you with their next generation of mindless soldiers. I'm trying to help you out here, you know? I like you. I can tell you're actually trying to listen to what I say. Even though we just met. Hey, why are you crying? Come here now. It's not that bad. Believe me, you'll get used to this place eventually. I promise it'll grow on you. Do you need a hug? Come here. Tomorrow they'll get some food into you. It isn't good, but it's food. No, of course no rats get into the food. What are you, crazy? See? There's a smile. You're turning brighter already. You see, this place isn't really so bad. And if you play your cards right, you might not have to stay here too long. Hey. Mum is the word, alright? Don't tell anybody anything I just told you. Don't go talking about escape plans from here on out. Have you got it? But yeah, a few of us are starting to get tired of this chicken coop, and we're planning on setting flight. It'll be another month until we're ready to go, but I know there'll be room for you if you want out then. I'll just introduce you to the others to make sure they trust you. You aren't a pawn of the system now, are you? Are you? Okay, cool. But anyways, you should definitely get some sleep. Tomorrow is your first day, and you will definitely need your energy. I call top bunk. Nighty night. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Hey, mommy, you up? God, you are a heavy sleeper. That'll make this next part a little easier. You are so pretty when you sleep. Your face and your smooth breasts. Stay focused. This is about protecting your roommate. I am doing this for your own good. Let me just run my fingers down your chest to these pesky little buttons here. And pop them out. Now I can get at what you've got in there. Oh, the smell. Your pussy smells so good. It's like it's just begging me to get my nice warm tongue down there. Is that what you want, baby? Huh? I'll just pull these down a little more so I can get at what you have. Yes, there it is. Such a pretty pussy you have. Now to touch. Just let me bring my hand up between those lovely, soft, cushiony thighs of yours. Oh, so smooth and soft. I bet it's so tasty, isn't it? But I won't, Umi, I promise. This isn't for me after all. Shit, don't wake up. Just relax, Umi. Let me do this. Yes. Was that a moan I heard? Huh? So fucking sexy. I have to stay focused. I have to stay focused. But then again, what would be the harm if I just put one of your nipples in my mouth? You are supposed to get off after all. That's what this is all about. I'll just open your shirt here, pull out those delicious titties of yours. Oh god, so delicious.
Rumi? Shit. You weren't supposed to wake up. Hey, hold on there. Quiet. No. Shh.
You can't get the guards, right? They will throw me in solitary and probably reassign me with some other nut job on here, and then how would I help you escape? I was doing all of this to protect you, okay? I waited until you were asleep so that I wouldn't have to explain it, but I need to get you off once every few days to ward off the brain spies, okay? I know. I get it. You don't believe me. You think I'm crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I need to do this tonight, or I can't trust you.
No.
You can't just get yourself off. Have you been listening? I need to confirm that you really did it, or I can't trust you. Come on now. Just a minute ago, you were moaning like crazy how I was touching you. Don't tell me you didn't like it. Look in my eyes. Would I ever stay you wrong, huh? I want you to join me when we break out of this place. But that means you are going to have to trust me. Yeah, that's it. Come here, Rumi. It's been a while for you, hasn't it? All pent up. I will help you with that. Horniness clouds the mind, you know. That is why there's so much hate against promiscuity and masturbation. Because the men want a bunch of numb, stupid, subservient, horny drones. We're all just a bunch of gears, rolling and grinding and feeding the machine. You see, the government want to keep us horny. Then we buy things we don't want. They sex up our advertisement with busty little chicks in white outfits, and we fall for the lure like a bunch of trained mice, because they have managed to stigmatize sex. Our orgasms are our protest for freedom, our rebellion against control, sister. So come here and let me rouse some rabble with you. That's it, yes. Let me get on top of you. I have an idea. You will like it. Just trust me, okay? Hold my hips so I don't fall. That's right. Fuck, okay. Let me just get my pussy nice and wet here. There we go. Baby fuck. I'm getting so wet. Grinding up pussies together is so fucking hot. Yeah, let me at those tits again. Yeah, give them to me. Oh shit. I can get addicted to this. And from this angle, I could just reach down and rub your pretty little clit. She likes that, doesn't she? Tell me, Rumi. Tell me how good I am. Tell me how good it feels for me. Yes, fuck. You make me so wet. Yeah. Fuck. 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 Wow. Look at you, Rumi. You're really getting into this, aren't you? Yeah, come on. Show those puppeteers what you can do with that gorgeous fucking body of yours. Scissor me to kingdom come. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Pinch my nipples. That's it, Rumi. Right there. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. 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 Oh, shit. Oh, shit. God, am I still on Earth? I feel like I'm floating off into space. You were amazing. That was probably the best lie of my life. I feel like I just had an out-of-body experience or something. Like I can see through walls or read minds. I know I can't, silly. I'm not a mad woman, after all, am I? Come here, cuddle me for a bit. It's cold in here. Yeah. There we go. That's nice. I think I might love you already, you know? I'm serious. Don't laugh at me. I haven't been this happy for anything as long as I've been in here, and maybe for the first time I've met someone who doesn't treat me like a chore. Someone who makes me want to see the outside world again. We will. I will get us both out of here. Together. We are going to stay together. You sleep now. Dream of something pleasant for me.